cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those woodland mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And this is your host, James Kelso, live here in the snows of North Dakota. And so there'll be a little bit of, might be a little bit of rough edges tonight on the show. My wife's arriving on an airplane from Norway right now. So, and there's a lot of snow here in North Dakota. And so it's discombobulating some things in this part of the country. But we'll try to put on a good show for you. Let me see who all is in the show with us. George or Paul, are either of you here yet?
Hey, James, we will help you with the weather-induced difficulties. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, folks, a foot and a half of snow, and it's but I'll tell you, every other male in North Dakota owns a tractor or a truck with a snowplow on the front. So there's a lot of manpower up here to deal with snow. But that's a lot of snow, too. Well, let's get launched into the show. There are lots of good news here. The stock market is soaring. U.S. Steel might rehire 10,000 workers. A climate skeptic is on tap to head the Environmental Protection Agency. We talked about global warming and ice age minimums and the possibility there's a coming – well, there is a coming ice age, folks, unless the history of the Earth has been – abolished. We're going to have another ice age. And you know, George, I was talking about that with listeners to the show who are calling in. You know, we Europeans ought to make provision. We ought to look forward. Looking forward 500 years is not unreasonable in the scale of things. And we ought to have some provision for where we're going to live when the ice covering the entirety of Canada is 10,000 feet thick.
That Jean Raspail book comes to mind, in that all these folks that are clamoring to go from south to north might wish they didn't.
Yeah, and folks, let me just, I'm not a real expert on the ice ages, but I have read some books. I mentioned Dennis Stanford's book, Across Atlantic Ice. He's the head of the Paleo-Indian Department at the Museum of Natural History and at the Smithsonian. That's Dennis Stanford. That's a good book. You want to read it, Across Atlantic Ice. But in the last, he talks about the fact that 17,000 years ago, at the last ice age maximum, the ice where I'm sitting right now was 10,000 feet thick. That's a lot of ice, folks. It was so heavy that it pressed the crust of the Earth downward a considerable ways. And get this, 17,000 years later, that crust is still rebounding. It's still springing up from having been depressed so deeply by that weight. But my point is this. All of the British Isles, all of Scandinavia, all of northern Germany, all of Denmark, most of northern Russia was under ice that was as much as 2 miles deep. And there are many people, many climatologists who say that we are on the verge of another ice age that could, and the onset apparently of these events is very, very quick. It's like you see it coming and then bing, 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 it goes pretty fast. So if we think we're, like as George said, if we all think we can retreat northward, I don't want my descendants to be living on a 2 mile thick sheet of ice. The crops will not be very good there. Drilling for oil, a little bit extra difficulty there going through 10,000 feet of solid ice. Temperatures, you know, in that situation, you know, we're used here in North Dakota. Minus 28 is as cold as I've experienced, minus 28 here. I think we might have to get ready for minus 48 or minus 68. So we need to have some territory in warmer climates like the Gulf Coast, like Florida, like Southern California, you know, like Southern Europe, all of Australia for sure, Argentina for sure. We're going to need places. And I mean, come on, isn't this prudent to plan for the future of your race? And is planning 500 years in advance excessive or exorbitant? You know, I don't think so.
That's just another horrible reactionary racist reaction there, James.
It's
how
very
dare
much
you think that white people should be planning for their own future?
That's definitely a racist mode of thinking. And, you know, George, you know, you and I talking about it right now. And by the way, let's not forget Paul. If Paul comes into the conversation, Paul, just invite yourself in. Of course, Paul's up there in Canada. Here's my wife now. I'm going to mute myself. And George, if you'll take over for just 30 seconds.
I will carry on, James. The name of the game in global warming and global cooling or climate change is called anthropogenic, a nice left-wing weasel word that means man-caused. And go to your Google, look up climate change, get a definition of it, and 100% of all the definition is global warming is caused by man-made emissions. And it's all us terrible, nasty humans in our cars and in our factories and in our flatulence and even breathing. We're causing it atmospherically. And there's very little evidence, hard evidence, that any of it is true. And it's all anthropogenic. Some years ago, you know, the available data started to show that perhaps the global climate is slightly going cooler. Well, all that meant was we're still anthropogenic, damn it. All you mean, you know, all these horrible Homo sapiens, there's 8 billion of us, and there really should only be about 1 billion. But anthropogenic is the name of the game. We're at fault. Whether it goes up or down or stays the same, anthropogenic. Man is causing all these horrible things. And we should all have fantastic taxes levied on every breathing individual, preferably the white ones, so we can pay for all this horrible global warming or global cooling or climate change or whatever the heck it tends to be. So I'm glad to see the global warming skeptic. I haven't found his name yet here. Let's see. Attorney General, Oklahoma Attorney General Pruitt is EPA head. And that's thanks to Republic Broadcasting. you know, why we need an EPA in the first place to browbeat us over the head, that's another story, another ugly artifact of the 1970s. Anybody remember HEW? It was the Health Education and Welfare Joseph Califano Agency. A wonderful relic from, ooh, those bad old days of Jimmy Carter and whatnot. Now we have 15 cabinet-level departments, and I sleep better at night knowing that we have all of them, especially Department of Homeland Security. But hopefully we will get a global warming skeptic on the air with us in the Trump phenomenon or the American Freedom Party Report show, because it's all a bunch of guff. It ain't true, sports fans. And weather forecasters in the entire world can barely make a five-day forecast that's worth a poo. We have tremendous forecast error even in 3 days. When a hurricane's churning its way through the Atlantic, 7 days ahead of when it landfall, the error is about 1,000 miles. So with that kind of accuracy, it sure makes me wonder how good our climate forecasts are for 300 or 3,000 or 3 million years in the future. As if we need to know what our climate's going to be 3 million years. But leave it to the New World Order. They will figure out a way why that's important. And by gone, they'll pile on another tax. It'll be called the 3 million years from now tax. Why not? So we're hoping to hear from some callers. I think I sort of hear James in the background.
Yes, I just turned my volume up. Yes, sir, and thank you very much for covering for me. And folks, this is what the onset of an ice age will be like. You know, it'll just start snowing, and it'll just keep snowing, and it'll get cold, and it'll just keep getting colder. And my wife just arrived here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, from Norway, of all places, speaking of the far north.
What's good news, James? Welcome back.
Yes, and a whole lot of Norwegian blood up here in North Dakota, 30% of the bloodline up here, if you want to call it that. The 30% of the gene pool in North Dakota is, they call Norski, it's from Norway. 50%, that includes 25% of my bloodline, and then 50% of the blood up here is German farmers who came here to farm. Wonderful, wonderful farms that they created, but anyway, you know, we've got to think forward. Now, I don't know whether my thinking is going to segue with what you were talking about just now, George. But tell me if I'm off base here. But folks, this is the kind of thing, you know, we have to look forward. The general, the big picture is we, Europeans, we must look forward a long ways. We must look forward for our children, our kinsmen and their descendants on down into the generations. We have to make provision for that. They have to have a place to live. They have to have an economy in which they can survive. They have to have a culture that, you know, sustains them. And that's our responsibility. And here we are, all of us, all you folks listening to this show, we are alive at the most critical juncture in the history of the white race. More is being decided right now. We just witnessed what will probably go down in the annals of the history of the white race as one of the most glorious events ever, maybe the most glorious, the election of Donald Trump. And, well, there you go. George was
mentioning. James, I agree. We're starting to see symptoms of the turning point. And you just read the headlines on RBN. The Italians have just said no. And the EU is going to fall apart, sports fans. It can't happen soon enough. And the gyrations in the finances, James, I'm glad that, you know, the U.S. stock market has had a Trump rally. Enjoy it while it lasts, sports fans, because it is going down, down, down. 20,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average after 6 or 7 solid years of 0% interest rates. What I'm ranting about, though, is that nationalist push, it's real. And we have our own network, got it right. You know, Vladimir Putin said, it's time to take down the New World Order. And really, we need to, I talk about all the time, Trump is giving us the golden opportunity. Remember we talked about it 3 and 4 and 6 and 8 years ago? We're going to get one bite at the apple, and we're there now. And I got to jump up and down, James.
Yes.
One of our favorite rags, I won't mention, but someone that's very near and dear to us said, it's a wonderful thing that American nationalists are splintered into 1,500 different directions because that's the right way. It's wonderful that we're all going, you know, the New World Order dreams about us all being unified so that they can kill us. I just don't understand the logic to it. So I'm all up in arms going, it's now, like today. Our right. side needs to get all of their ducks in a row, and we need to unify, not disunify, unify. There's lots of egos out there. I have one. But if we don't unify now, we will squander the only chance we're ever going to get.
Let me throw a peanut gallery thought in there, George. I agree with you heartily. I've been talking again with listeners. Thank you very much for calling in. My phone number, by the way, is 701-317-5317. Don't call me right now because my wife might be calling on that line. But the along the lines George is addressing there, one of the things, you know, we've had some, I'm not going to get too specific here, and I don't want to bruise anybody's ego, at least not tonight anyway. We'll do it some other night. But there have been some ideas in among folks in our cause that I think are losers. And they've been losers for 50 years. They've retarded the advance of our movement, and there's never been a real shaking out. We've just kind of rumbled along as a movement with all kinds of people in our cause with some
completely
ideas.
Completely underground and very unsuccessful, I might add.
Yeah, and these ideas, folks, again, I'm not going to be too specific here. We'll get to that. We'll have to do a whole show or a whole series of shows on it, but these ideas, what's wrong with these ideas? What's fundamentally wrong with them is that our people, you know, we've had a cause here for 50 years, you know, just roughly rough numbers there, and it's never taken off with our people. We've never hit the big time. We've never elected anybody. We've never gotten any big numbers whatsoever. We've been very thrilled with ourselves, but without good cause. We should not have been thrilled with ourselves. And I will offer you this thought. I think, you know, one of our explanations for our ideas not having taken root with our people is that, you know, the excuse, well, our people are dumb. It's their fault. I'll offer an opposite or different theory. We've been offering, we have had some things, we've had some baggage on our cause that has actually made our ideas unappealing to our own people. We've been turning off our own people. And now we come to Donald Trump. Here's the good news. Donald Trump is not going to be – those ideas, these very same ideas I'm talking about and that I'm being vague about, those ideas don't appeal to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's response to those ideas will be get lost. Kind of already has, folks. And so there's going to be a real sort of reality check for all of us in our movement here, because we must remain on good terms with the Trump revolution, the Trump effect, the Trump phenomenon, the Trump train. It would be the most colossal blunder imaginable if we exiled ourselves from the Trump train. If we jumped off the moving Trump train, we would really be dumb bunnies. So, it behooves us to think. Now, I proposed this the other night in a show here. I said, when I'm on the microphone here, I'm imagining to myself people who are on the Trump train in the audience, and I'm going to return to that Trump train theme right after this short break. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, that driving beat you hear is the sound of the Trump train barreling down the tracks. And we got to stay on that train, folks. And as closely we want to be, we in our little movement, it's been around for half a century. And oh, and by the way, our movement has precedence before that. The race realism, as Jared Taylor calls it, so aptly. And by the way, Jared Taylor is not part of the problem. And he is firmly on the Trump train and determined to stay there. One of the first to get on board. In fact, at the beginning of this show, he and Peter Brimelow got it right away. Dr. Kevin McDonald, they got it right away. And our race realist approach to the future of our people goes back a long, long ways to folks like Madison Grant, Charles Lindbergh. It has excellent precedents going back centuries, certainly two centuries and a century and a half. But we don't want to make the mistake of doing things. Oh, as I broadcast right now, I'm thinking to myself, what if Donald Trump is there in Trump Tower list tuning into the show tonight? This is not too fantastical a thought. Or what if Steve Bannon's listening to the show, or Jeff Sessions, or what if Mad Dog Mattis is tuning in tonight? I don't want to say anything on this show that at any point has any of those folks and their their teammates, saying, those guys are a bunch of idiots. I want them to say instead, hey, what George just said, that's pretty good. What Paul Fromm just said, I like that. And so there you go. It's kind of simple. And so in this, there is a sort of a winnowing or something of that sort that's coming up here, because folks that are determined to say things that are going to turn off Mad Dog Mattis and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, they're not going to be welcome on the Trump train. Not by me. The Trump train. Donald Trump himself is going to say, those ideas, those are losers. I don't get near me with those ideas. whereas the common sense ideas that he is advocating, Donald Trump is advocating the common sense that's the core of our movement. So there you go.
That's also the core of what just happened, James, and slice it and dice it. You know, the 120 million adult Americans, that's the labor pool. We don't have anything else to draw from. And they all just voted. They all got in the Trump train. And our movement, we're part of that 120 million, but we're also less than 0.1% of the political power. So we're good. And Trump can totally ignore us and everybody else. And in a way, thank God, because his platform, I guess we'll be debating it forever. I say it's at least 75% completely in tune with what you and I consider, you know, our underground platform.
Yes.
I'll take the 75% solution every time.
Yes. And folks, the and we will be, you know, in our movement. One of the things that Donald Trump is wonderful is this whole idea that the subterfuge will really work well, or that we have to be cagey and tricky and underground and so on. This is all, we're going to be waving bye-bye to that off the caboose of the Trump train, because Donald Trump is about, what is he? He's about saying what you believe, just stepping right up to the microphone and blurting it out.
James, there's an analog in Russia. So when Yeltsin did his thing in 1993, he came along and it was time to get rid of communism. Well, the Soviet Union disappeared and Putin took over. And the very first thing that happened was 100 million very intelligent white Russian adults. They were behind Putin. And guess who they rejected? The ultra-right-wing Russian nationalist types. And they're sitting there languishing. God knows what they're doing, but they sure as hell are not in power.
Yes. And here's another cautionary tale, folks. Got another little break here. And we've got an iconoclast waiting on the phone in Ohio. And I think our snow's headed his way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Thank you for tuning in. We're live. This is the Trump phenomenon. We are on the Trump train. And one other little detail, George, I want to get in here. On what our relationship is, this Trump phenomenon show that we founded so boldly here when we got it about Donald Trump. And we've been telling folks he's going to be your president, folks, et cetera, et cetera. And now he is. From the beginning, our approach on this show has been, we're here to appreciate this genius, not to take credit for him, not to take credit for his immense accomplishments. Somebody in our movement said, we willed the election of Donald Trump. Well, no, we folks, our little tiny movement didn't will the election of Donald Trump. That's fantasy. It's a failure to appreciate the magnitude of scale of what Donald Trump's done. As I said, I've used the metaphor, the analogy. If Donald Trump is an 80-story Trump Tower, we are a one-story structure, sort of bungalow. We're very important. We're vital in history and so on, et cetera. I don't want to minimize what we are, but I sure don't want to engage in fantasy on the order that we willed the election of Donald Trump. We did not do that. We want to appreciate on this show the Trump phenomenon. We want to communicate with the engineers, the conductors, and the passengers on the Trump train. So folks in this audience who are on the Trump train, we want to communicate with you and share ideas. But we don't want to engage in fantastic self-congratulation that this amazing thing that has just happened is somehow the result of our little websites and our little newspapers and so on, that it all of a sudden, you know, it all came true. Georgia, did you have a thought on that? I don't want to.
I'm with you. It's precisely okay. What happened. I mean, pick a number. 95% of all Trump voters have never even heard of us.
Correct.
But they all showed that, how could we say it? We're all deep down inside are all thinking the same thing.
Yes.
It and kind of belies the desperate condition of America and of our people. Subconsciously, all these people that we have not been able to get through to, Donald Trump sure did. And they all pulled the lever, and they would do it again and again and again and again.
George, thank you for – yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you for focusing that. And what happened here, folks, the reason our people got it and they got on the Trump train is the ideas that we call our ideas, or, you know, nationalist ideas, that's our ideas. We didn't author these ideas. They aren't our possession. Another term for these nationalist ideas is common sense – intelligence, clear thinking, as Jared Taylor says, race realism. And our people are smart people. The reason our cause didn't break out into the general public is not because they're dummies. I think we need to have a lot of self-reflection here on, was there anything we were saying that we had stuck there in various places in our message that was turning them off? I do believe that we did. And Donald Trump just looked at our people. He's a man of incredible genius and a communication skill, and he simply communicated to our people exactly what they are thinking without any other baggage, without any other stuff that they don't believe and that they don't even like. He went right to the people with what they believe about immigration, they believe about our jobs, they believe about our values and our communities and our safety. He said exactly what they've been dying to hear without any other stuff on it. And guess what? It took off like an Atlas rocket. So that's there's a little more of me there on the soapbox. Now, let's get to...
you're accurate, James. That is what happened. And I'm really enjoying Trump ignoring... He's really ignoring everyone in the world. He said, I won. I'm brilliant. And we're doing it my way. I'm ready to give him a chance.
Well, and also though he has said over and over again, he has said, yes, he is incredibly brilliant, but he's also had the humility to say, I'm the messenger, folks. This is a movement. He said that, first of all. Has he not said this? What, 500 times? This is a movement. Not a political campaign, not a, you know, good job on a political you got elected. No, it's a movement. It's much bigger than that. Okay, and that's what we purport to be. We purport to be a movement. Well, he's got a movement going. And he's also said, what is his role in that movement? He says, I am simply the messenger. He said, I'm doing a good job, don't you think? And he turns to the audience, you know, am I doing a good job? He is, you know, of course he's a leader. But he's an effective leader because he is a messenger. His message is, I understand you, and I'm going to say what you've been yearning for someone in a position of authority and power to say. Now, let's get to some of the good news. You know, Donald Trump is advocating for things that we've only dreamed of. And today, you know, every day is full of such events. Well, here's one today. Donald Trump has appointed, as the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, who is a global warming skeptic, is one of the terms for him. He's not a global warmist. He's not a Green Party guy. He's not a friend of Jill Stein. We've only dreamed that such a thing could happen. Well, it happened today. And here's the headline. This is at a website called climatedepot.com. Trump ignores Gore's advice. Everybody's all freaked out. Gore, oh, Al Gore is at the Trump Tower. Well, we told you right here, Donald Trump listens. He lets everybody take a shot. And he listens to opposition. and then he decides. So Al Gore got his shot, and guess what? Trump ignores Gore's advice, instead picks skeptic to head EPA and dismantle climate agenda. Do you know how important that is to our future, ladies and gentlemen? The climate agenda was set up to cripple the American economy and the European economy and the Australian economy, to cripple us. And here's what they say here. Trump listened to what Gore had to say at their New York City meeting, and then he exercised his good judgment and did the exact opposite. Trump's pick for EPA chief, that's Scott Pruitt, declared the EPA climate regulations were like a gun to the head. Greens freak out over Trump's EPA pick. They call him dangerous and an existential threat to the planet.
I love it, James. There was a PhD gal who used to show up on the Weather Channel all the time some years ago. Heidi. Her last name will come to me. But Dr. Heidi got on many, many times when the Weather Channel, before it got bought by NBC and became garbage, and said that anyone who denies global warming should either be, you know, executed or excommunicated or kicked out of the country or lose their PhD. So the highest blasphemy possible on the face of the earth would be to deny global warming. And thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing us a denier, because global warming is a big pile reeking up poo.
And folks, Donald Trump did this just as, you know, as a matter of course, in the course of one day's work. He's not even in the White House yet. He's still in Trump Tower, but he's changing history. And, you know, my gosh, I'll give you a little more of this good news. President-elect Trump's appointment of Scott Pruitt is a breath of fresh air. No longer do we have to suffer under President Obama's ridiculous EPA climate regulations. It's also refreshing that a Republican president is not throwing the EPA over to the green activists and the media by appointing a weak administrator. See, a weak administrator wouldn't do it either, because these guys, these insiders, you know, these leftists, they would just ignore the weak administrator. So Trump is doing a leadership thing. He's putting Scott Pruitt in there, who's going to say to all the global warming people, hey, take a hike. Christine Todd Whitman, he is not. And then more headline here at climatedepot.com. Trump's pick of Scott Pruitt means that a Republican president is standing up to the green establishment. Historically, EPA chiefs have been among the most pro-regulatory members of past Republican presidents, from Nixon through Ford, Reagan, and both Bushes. Trump has broken the cycle. Climate sanity has been restored to the U.S. No longer do we, to the EPA, no longer do we have to hear otherwise intelligent people in charge in D.C. blather on about how EPA regulations are necessary to control the Earth's temperature or storminess. No longer do we have to endure GOP presidents avoiding battle over the green agenda by picking EPA chiefs that were timid at best. We know how bad GOP EPA picks have been in the past, because many former GOP EPA chiefs all endorsed President Obama's EPA climate regulations. If climate skeptics were worried about Trump's meeting with VP Al Gore earlier this week, the pick of Pruitt is reassuring. Basically, Trump listened to what Gore had to say at their New York City meeting, and then he exercised his good judgment and did the exact opposite. Folks, get ready for this sort of pattern in the Trump presidency. So don't freak out if Henry Kissinger gets in the elevator, or if Al Gore gets in the elevator.
Well, we're seeing it, James. All sorts of the high priests and high priestesses of all the bizarre ultra-left things, one by one, they're all going to Trump basically to beg him on their hands and knees, going, please don't end all of our programs. And he's telling them one by one, sorry, I'm going to end it. Have a nice life.
And here's some more on this good news, folks. Let's revel in this. University of Pennsylvania geologist Dr. Robert Gegengack has noted, quote, none of the strategies that have been offered by the U.S. government or by the EPA or by anybody else has the remotest chance of altering climate if, in fact, climate is controlled by carbon dioxide, unquote. In layman's terms, all of the so-called solutions to global warming are purely symbolic when it comes to climate. So even if we actually did face a climate catastrophe and we had to rely on a UN climate agreement, we would all be doomed. Folks, the EPA regulations are not purely symbolic. They are part of a, I'll just use the adjective, communist program to knock our country out, knock European nations, knock them down, flatten them, destroy our cultures, and destroy our civilization. And what better way than to make sure that there's a scrubber on every, you know, that you've got a scrubber on your can of hairspray, and that, you know, we can't use our coal, we can't use our oil, we can't use our natural gas, we have to rub sticks together, you know, you need a wind turbine on top of your house, and so on, et cetera, et cetera. And these people have gone unopposed, so we could go on and on with that article. It's wonderful. That's at climatedepot.com. Okay, more good news. Well, the stock market is headed towards 20,000.
Now, be careful what you wish for, James. That isn't good news in the long run.
Well, if you could see why
it's going up in the short run.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the good news there, folks. One of the things that our enemies would like to have done right now is they would like to create the impression, manipulate the thinking of the American people, that Donald Trump is an existential threat to everything, including their economy. So what they would like right now is they'd like the stock market to be tanking right now, right after. The timing is important here. If on November 8th, the stock market had taken a nosedive and had continued from the, even though Donald Trump had nothing to do with it, they would be pitching this is the Trump effect. This is the Trump phenomenon. See, we told you Donald Trump is destroying your economy. Here's the nice thing about this rise in the stock market. It's clear that, in fact, that the rise is a result of Donald Trump's election. And I'll give you an example here in a moment when we talk about the president of U.S. Steel, the CEO of United States Steel. But as we know that Trump has had a salutary effect on the stock market and on industry and hiring and everything. So when the bubble bursts, the people will be able to see, you know, impression and perception is everything. The public will see, okay, it's not Donald Trump who did this. When the bubble bursts, they will understand, you know, the actual reasons for it. And that's one of our jobs. That's what we'll help do with on this show. So let's go to this story. U.S. Steel wants to accelerate investments, bring back jobs, CEO says. United States Steel would – how big is U.S. Steel, folks? During World War II, the output of United States Steel exceeded that of Germany. Big company. United States Steel would like to accelerate its investments and hire back laid-off employees now that Donald Trump will be occupying the Oval Office, CEO Mario Longhi told CNBC on Wednesday. He says, when you see in the near future improvement to the tax laws, improvements to regulation, those things by themselves may be a significant driver to what we're going to do, he said in an interview on CNBC's Power Lunch. He said, also, the belief that the U.S. economy can grow at least 3.5%, and Donald Trump has promised that sort of number, also adds to what the company can do, Longhi noted. I'd be more than happy to bring back the employees, 10,000 of them, we've been forced to lay off during that depressive period, he said. Pretty nice, huh? And, okay, now get this. Shares of the Pittsburgh-based company have soared about, are you ready for this, folks? If you own any shares of U.S. Steel and haven't checked lately, 80% since Trump's stunning victory on November 8th. Let's see. Let me look at my calendar here. It's not even December 8th yet. Less than a month, 80%, pretty good. and he says, Investors appear to be betting on increased infrastructure spending. Let's see, isn't that what Donald Trump promised? Which the president-elect has promised, as well as further restrictions on China-produced steel. But I'll give you a little local story on that. At the I took a car into the junkyard here recently here in North Dakota, and I asked the guy, what can you give me for the car and so on. He said, well, you know what the scrap value is. He said, no, what is it? He said, zero. I said, what do you mean? He says, we can't afford. You see all these thousands of cars out there in the lot. I can't take those in to have them crushed. The Chinese are giving the steel away. We'll come back with more of that right after this break. And your calls, Rose in Montana and Ken in Michigan. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks. And the let me give you some more good news. I've got some callers here. Iconoclast in Ohio, Ken in Michigan, and Rose in Montana. Let me just give you one more little piece of good news, and then we'll go right to our callers. We were talking with the CEO of U.S. Steel, and here's what he has to say. We were talking about the global warming fanatics who've taken over the U.S. government. The CEO of U.S. Steel says, when you get into some situations where we're being asked to control some substances in water that are far lower than what nature naturally offers, that's irrational, CEO Longhi said. He says, there was a point in time in the past couple of years where I have been having to hire more lawyers to try to interpret these new regulations than I was hiring engineers. That doesn't make any sense. Bingo, folks. There you go, right there. Let's go to our callers now. Iconoclast in Ohio, patiently waiting. You're on the air.
Okay. I'd like to recommend another website, iceagenow.info. That's not .com, .info, I-N-F-O.
Okay.
I recommend going to that site every day. Among other things on that site, if you look down, you will find a graph of the last million years, of the temperatures for the last million years. It is extremely periodicity. The graph shows extreme periodicity. What it shows is we have 100,000 years of ice age. I'm talking about total deep ice age, mile deep, like you were talking about earlier in the show, followed by a 10,000 to 12,000-year interglacial. We are now in the 11,500 years into the current interglacial. That means within 500 years, we should expect the start of a new major ice age, not just a minor ice age, a major ice age. And
yes, and that should be part of our planning for our people. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We intend, any rational white man or woman intends that their descendants will go on. How long? Forever. Forever. That's our right. That's our duty. That's the only sane thing to do. Go ahead, Iconoclast.
It's the duty of every living creature.
Yes. We've got some music here, and we'll come back with... oh, my gosh.
We're out of time here, Dane.
Oh, my gosh. We're having too much fun, folks. Ken in Michigan, I apologize. Rose in Montana, I apologize. You've got rain checks for tomorrow night. Let's all re-meet here at the clubhouse tomorrow night. See you there. So long.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.